Recording in progress.
She played hooky yesterday from school. Because there was food at the office again, wasn't there?
Yeah, they seem to do that every week. So I'm just going to say at this point, get used to it. You don't have free food. I'm not coming. It's very simple.
I love working from home. Don't get me wrong. And I'm doing exciting things. But that's the one thing, man. The free food seems to have disappeared. Oh, well.
Yeah,
well, welcome back.
Sorry about that. But yeah, I was supposed to come, but sadly the food didn't show up until like halfway through our lunch break. Like I even had to cover reception afterwards, and I went to the receptionist and was like, I haven't been able to even have my lunch yet. And she's like, no, it's totally, totally fine. Like, listen, come at 1:30. Like,
I would skip out on me for free lunch too.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of the things that Zoe's most upset about, I went ahead and I did a solo show yesterday, and I'm like, I already talked about...
That's not why I'm upset, before people start hating on me.
Nobody's hating on you. There's a few people that show up at our comedy unit on Tuesday. They are known as the Zoe haters. They don't really hate you, though. The Olympic uniforms were announced yesterday by Lululemon. I'm like, I brought that up on the show yesterday. I did a solo show, and you're like, yeah, I don't care. I have opinions. All right, this is your moment. Spotlight's on. Go for it. Your opinion of the Lululemon Team Canada uniforms.
I like how inclusive it was. I think that's amazing. Like, not only the fashion itself, but also the models on stage, which is fantastic. Of course, it's for the Olympics and Paralympics.
Right.
So it's great to see a company that at one point was very hated on for not being inclusive, being very inclusive. I guess they're offsetting their hatred footprint. I don't know.
Listen, you know what? I can accept companies make mistakes. They're kind of stuck in the past. It's what you do going forward
exactly
that counts to me. And I'm willing to give you that benefit of the doubt. If you're willing to prove to me that you are progressive enough to hear your customers and what they have to say, okay, I'll listen. Yeah. I'll give you a chance. I'm not going to be wearing Lululemon's anytime soon, but that's
no,
a whole
fair,
other
fair enough. I kind of wish that there was more like maple leaves involved in. Like, I mean, it just kind of looked like almost like a camo, like a red and white camo print to me for a lot of this stuff. I love that really big red, just fully red poncho looking like jacket, I think it was.
I think that's the one that caught my eye, too. And I'm thinking, you know what? I would just wear that all day. I like
all the
big,
time.
Loose,
all the time.
Comfy stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that if you're in a dating relationship, if you're the guy in the dating relationship and you have that, you no longer have that. She's totally stealing that from you.
Yeah. 100%. And I would say that I don't feel the, like the scarves that they were holding up were very like different than what we've seen before. Like, it just seemed very just like basic, same old. So yeah, there's some stuff absolutely loved. Other stuff, I feel like they could have maybe gone back to the drawing board a little bit. Would love to know what the Olympians who will be wearing the stuff think of it.
None of it's going to matter when they are all sporting gold, Zoe.
Oh, good point. Hey, gold and red, they always go well together.
And that'll stand out in the camo, as you described, 100%.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. This afternoon, the rain continues. A high temperature of only 10 degrees. Rain should stop somewhere this evening to leave us with fog patches all through the night. A low of 8 degrees at night. Friday morning, the rain returns. The wind is from the east-southeast with speeds up to 30 kilometers per hour. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Girl, you know what we have not done in way too long.
I have a good feeling.
The back in my day battle. Let's go!
That's what I thought.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Back in my day.
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 I know I'm losing, but what is the current score exactly, Zoe?
It's 22 for you, 26 for me.
All right. That's not insurmountable. Okay.
Yeah.
Loser goes first. That has been a long-standing tradition on this show. Back in my day, there was a famous jingle used in a commercial. I want you to tell me what the product was, all right? I will sing a little bit for you.
Oh, God.
That's exactly why I want to sing.
Oh, sorry.
Sing,
was that an outside thought? That was supposed to be an inside thought. My bad.
I am stuck on because stuck on me.
I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck
Damn!
On me.
Damn! I thought for sure there's no way.
Zero hesitation.
Oh, I'm so screwed. All right, your turn.
Okay. What is a bumble ball?
Can't you just sing a song?
I am stuck on Band-Aid brand.
I'm stuck on bumbles because bumbles are stuck on me. A bumble ball. It's got to be black and yellow.
They came in some different colors, but no, not necessarily black and yellow.
I was thinking bumblebee, bumble ball. It's a toy for your dog. Final answer.
Yes, but like, what does it do? Anyone could just be like, it's a dog toy.
It bumbles. It's a verb. I bumble, you bumble, we bumble, they bumble.
You're really bumbling this.
Je bumble, tu bumble. Nous bumblons.
So, it's a motorized dog toy that looks like, to me anyways, I don't know if other people
agree. Oh, is it the bucket that launches the ball for the dog?
No.
Oh.
It looks like, you know, the old school, like, underwater mines, like landmines, but like they were in, like, Finding Nemo and stuff. They kind of look like that, in my opinion.
Like the picture you would see of the coronavirus. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Little tentacles and things on it.
Yeah, and they just kind of got these, like, chunks out of it that, like, stick out. And basically, there's a button that you push in or pull out to stop or start the motorized thing.
Oh, we had one of those for our dog, Seamus. He loved that thing.
Yeah.
Just bounced around the floor like crazy. Yeah.
Really don't know if my dog would like it or not. I thought about, like, should I buy one just to see? And she might get terrified. She's very terrified of things like that.
There you go.
Fun fact, there were silver bumble balls seen in the Michael Jackson 1995 music video of Scream. So if you want to go try and spot those.
Well, nicely done, Zoe Thorne. You got me once again, although I maintain mine was better. Yeah.
Wait, so sorry, am I giving you the point or not giving you the point?
That's up to you. You're the scorekeeper. I have no say. Zoe's got the lead story. My turn to sing. It's your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information that you can use. Ha!
Close enough. So the city is... or didn't complete scheduled inspections at the Saint-Laurent Tunnel because of what happened in 2022 when chunks of concrete fell from the tunnel. And you're seeing like separation of the main kind of dome from the interior concrete. So
we're talking the LRT tunnel here, Zoe?
Yes.
Okay. I remember that story from January. And yeah, I never heard any follow-up. Ooh.
Yeah, so they haven't completed it. They blamed it on apparently demolition in the area, but
oh, come on.
Exactly. That's why I get frustrated. Is like, you say that it's demolition in the area, but I don't see this happening at buildings. I don't see this happening to,
you're telling me we're building infrastructure that can't withstand jackhammers in the vicinity?
Yeah.
I got questions.
And you want me to ride that thing?
Nope.
And pay for it?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, that's not how I'm going out. If I am going to get on that thing and it goes underground, I'm going to be intoxicated.
Even though gas prices hit like what, $1.80 today, I'm not getting on the LRT.
You can't. You can raise it all you want. I'm not getting on.
And that is the big news, of course. Ottawa gas prices. We warned you. The lineups last night, like Costco was around the block. I saw images of that. Like, just the one last chance to save. It's never ending. I don't know what we're going to do. Don't we make gas like right over there in Alberta?
Yeah, but then we ship it to the States, I believe, to get it refined. And then it comes back again. So we just fail at everything but maple syrup.
I guess so. The other big news of the day today is the fact that the Ottawa Humane Society is holding their Day of Giving. They've got a goal of raising $120,000. There is an anonymous donor matching donations up to that $120,000 today. You can go to their website right now, ottawahumane.ca, and make your donation. Short and sweet today, but those are your news nuggets.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Continuously learning new skills or gaining knowledge not only gives you an intellectual boost, but it also enhances your self-esteem. Every new thing that you learn is a step towards a more empowered self. Embrace your curiosity and let it lead you to unexpected and enriching paths. It will also keep your brain cells active, making you age slower. So keep learning. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Can I tell you how my day started today?
Yeah. Actually, I guess this is like a podcast, but it could also be a therapy session. Go on, 100%. Sir. I'm taking notes.
You're saving me a fortune. Thank you, Zoe.
I think I'm making you spend a fortune. Well,
that may be the case too. So poor Sue tries to log on and watch something on Crave, The Good Doctor. I guess she's been watching the whole series.
Oh, it's a good series.
It is. And we're locked out of Crave. We're like, a week ago, we just went through the whole process. My credit card was compromised ages ago. Then you've got to sort of play catch up. All the things that are auto-deducted from your credit card every single month. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, right? It's not that your credit card was compromised. You're not on the hook for the money. The bank covers that. It's the nuisance of chasing down all the things, passwords and stuff you got to change. Anyway, we couldn't get my card to work. They wouldn't accept it. So we put it on Sue's card like 3 weeks ago. We've got the receipt for it. None of the logins would work today. At all. Kept telling us, we got to log in. So I've ended up buying another Crave subscription today. It took, I swear to God, 30 minutes for this whole process. What? Like, it should not be this complicated. Thank you. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. And also, I hate any subscription service that does not use a QR code on the screen to log in. That really ticks me off. The fact that you make me put in my email address from start to finish and push the button on my remote 100 freaking times, I hate you. So I think that includes Netflix, Disney Plus, and Crave. I hate you.
All of them. And I'm using the Amazon Fire Stick, so every single letter and number and symbol that you need to enter for a password, you have to use like this one click, shift, click, down,
like,
click,
so
click,
ridiculous.
shift, click, click. And like my email address is...
I'm going to assume not very short. Not everyone gets the joy of having a very short name like Zoe Thorne.
I have 20 different symbols in just my email address. Never mind my password. It's a pain in the ass.
In your email? That's not your password.
No, my password's much simpler than my email address. Well, Milkman Unlimited.
No wonder your stuff was compromised. Right? Switch that around.
It's just the ultimate challenge for one of those.
The password needs to be harder than the email. No wonder you haven't been answering my emails. Like, geez, I must be missing it.
Well, no, I have a simple one too, but I have different emails for different things. Don't stop judging me.
Sorry.
I just wanted to log on to Crave.
Sue wanted to log on to Crave. You made it complicated.
I will give you credit.
Okay.
You were right. You're causing me to need to go to therapy today.
Oh, good. I'm here doing my job then. Woohoo!
Not to brag, but I'm going to brag. Because if I don't brag, who's going to brag about me?
I think I do a pretty decent job sometimes bragging about you.
What?
Yeah.
We just finished saying that you're sending me to another therapy session after our last segment on Yao.
Well, that's
Ottawa
because webcast. That's my job. I need to send you to therapy. I need to like break you down and they need to build you back up. That was in the job description, wasn't it? When I
applied the job description. Yeah, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, the job description, the job posting was as follows. Please, God, anybody who's willing to hang with me for an hour or two and goof off on the internet and get in touch. And you're like, you know what? I can't stand your whining. Fine. I'll step up on behalf of broadcasters everywhere.
if this is what I can do for the city of Ottawa, I will do it.
All right. What I wanted to bring up is the fact that Tim Hortons, a while back on Prince Edward Island, they're experimenting with new environmentally friendly cups. And I'm all for that. Let's see if we can find better ways of doing things. I think we're both in agreement, if memory serves, on the whole paper straw thing. Blech, right?
Yeah, I think everyone agrees paper straws can just go.
Except no. CTV last night was interviewing people downtown Ottawa, and person after person, I don't mind the paper straws. They're fine. I don't know who you are, but you're wrong. All right? Go to your room.
There's perfectly good corn ones that are recyclable. Like, I don't understand why we need to continue to use paper when there are fake plastic. Like, it's not actual plastic. It looks like plastic, feels like plastic, but it's made out of corn. Or something else.
I haven't tried the corn one. In the meantime, can we have the plastic straws back, please? And by the way, there are still quite a few places that are, you know, I'm not going to name them, but they're still using plastic straws, and I love them. Well, Tim's is now experimenting with cardboard lids. Cardboard's probably the wrong term. They're fibers, so they're kind of plant-based, kind of the same material. You know the drink tray you get if you order, like, four Tim's?
Yes.
They're kind of like that. Anyway, they did a little test run on PEI. They got some feedback. Did not go well. They stain easily. You can taste the cardboard. It affects the flavor of the coffee. And they get soggy. Well,
That's what I figured was going to happen.
Exactly. Like, duh. Yeah. He could have told me that before you put one on a cup.
Well, the paper straws, like, they get soggy after a while of being in your drink.
Not even after a while.
So, like, when you're sipping your coffee and it gets so soggy to the point where it falls off all over you at your work or in your car.
It's not
good. Yeah, I'm going back and raising hell at that Tim Hortons. Like, what?
So 19 Tim Hortons in Ottawa are currently, most of them downtown, by the way, are currently experimenting with this. We'd be interested in your feedback. Have you tried one? What do you think? Let us know. You can text us at 613-604-6464. Meanwhile, Starbucks has just announced that they plan to alleviate some of the waste that they create with plastic cups, and they've come up with some sort of new cup that uses 20% less plastic.
Okay. As long as it's not paper.
I mean, I don't know what they are, but some magical thing that they've come up with. Those are set to be rolled out in stores across the U.S. and Canada later on this month. But yes, please, your feedback if you have tried the new Tim Hortons lid. And while you're at it, the new Tim Hortons pizza. We didn't even get into that, but we'd love your feedback. 613-604-6464 or hit us up at yowshow.ca.
It's also acceptable if you just want to avoid those locations at all costs and those lids.
There goes another sponsor. Hey, Uber just released their 8th annual Uber Lost and Found Index yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that mean we get to pick through it and get some stuff?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Well, isn't that the whole point of a lost and found?
Yeah.
Yeah. You lost it. I found it.
The school I went to in grade 6, the Lost and Found was like this big box, and it was right outside the principal's office. It kept you pretty honest. You weren't taking anybody else's glove home or anything like that. Here are the 10 most commonly forgotten items in Ubers. I left my wallet once, and the guy brought it right back. He was fantastic. The 10 most commonly forgotten items in Ubers. Clothing. What are you doing in the back of the Uber, kids? Luggage. That makes sense. Headphones. Yep. Wallet. There you go. Jewelry. I mean, listen.
They fall off.
They do, right? Yeah. Phones. That's not surprising. You'd realize that pretty quickly, I would think.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm going to go rate the driver. And then you're like, wait, come back.
And then they have my phone. How do I report the item missing? They have my phone.
Yeah, exactly. Just wave your arms running down the street.
Because on the app, by the way, if you're missing an item, there is a place on the app where you can report it. And it connects you to the driver and they bring it back. It's so cool. People have forgotten their cameras, their tablets or books, laptops and vapes. For some reason or another, Zoe, January 21st, the most forgetful day. That's the day that most people forget stuff on. Yeah.
Why? If it was January 1st, that checks out. If it was January 2nd, okay, understandable. 21st, what are y'all doing on the 20th?
Yeah, and you can't even blame daylight saving time on that one.
No, like Weird. There's literally, I don't memorize the whole calendar, but what is happening on that day?
I mean, they don't say here. I can't help you.
Oh.
What I can do is provide you with a list of some of the most unique lost items in Ubers. This is fun.
Mm.
a frontal hair toupee.
Donald Trump.
Hey, you think he wears different? Don't, let's not. No, rewind. That didn't happen. You heard nothing. Two containers, each with spiders in them, left in an Uber.
Oh, that was definitely like a scientist or something, or someone on their way to like the nature museum, one or the other.
It strikes me as something you would do on purpose to someone.
Oh.
Just for a laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
Minor inconvenience day by unleashing spiders.
Oh, me. I know you better than you think I know.
They're not poisonous at first.
Someone left a jar of oysters.
Okay. Hoping that was for a date.
Not with me. Yuck. It's right up there with the snails we had on the other day. How gross was that?
So gross.
Small rat skeleton prop. A candle. A candle that says, see you in court. What's the story there?
It's burning me up. I want to know.
Someone left a live pet turtle in an Uber.
Aww. Oh.
A burrito steamer?
That's a thing?
It's a thing. A gray tub of surgical implants. Ooh.
I have so many questions.
Stand-up paddleboard paddle?
How did you get that in there?
Well, I was just going to say, it's a rather sizable item. How do you forget that? You're right, though. How do you even get that in there?
Yeah, I guess it maybe like comes apart, but like my medium-sized dog isn't even allowed in Ubers. What the heck?
You and I both love garlic butter, so this one hurts because someone left garlic butter in the back of an Uber.
How dare you? You should be banned from having garlic butter ever.
I would happily be the next person in that Uber because finders keepers. Okay, that's
mine. I would keep that. I wouldn't say anything. Be like, what garlic butter? It's like smeared over my face. I don't know.
The most unique items people have lost in their Uber: paternity test.
That's an awkward conversation.
A fart sensor. What is a fart sensor?
Well, I mean, from the sounds of it, it's like something that senses that you're about to fart. Or is it one of those keychain things that has like preloaded fart?
No, that's
sounds?
Not a sensor though. That's a sound effects machine. What?
Yeah.
Fart sensor. That's like a like a CO2 detector.
Why? Why are so many scientists and doctors forgetting stuff in Ubers?
I don't even know what a fart sensor is. I need one though. That much I know. Okay. Someone forgot their father's beard softener, a WWE championship belt, but this could not be more timely because of course her new album drops tomorrow. Somebody left an autographed framed Taylor Swift photo in the back of an Uber.
Keeping. Did you see the Easter egg on Instagram?
Oh, they're everywhere. And if you ask Alexa when Taylor Swift's new album comes out.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I don't have one. Cool.
Oh, really?
No, I don't have one.
In case you don't know, listener, Alexa doesn't answer that question. Taylor Swift does. You're welcome. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast. She's Zoe Thorne. I'm the milkman, John Milky. You can find us online. Our funky new website is yowyowshow.ca.
And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.